These cars that keep passing by. Not the cars. Here to talk about people, or humans, preferably, and how they are consistently inconsistent. Mm-hmm. Now, what does that mean to you?
Consistently inconsistent. It's like the only thing they're good at is not being there. It's like absence is supposed to make the heart grow fonder, but you can't even like get to know them because you don't see them because they're consistently inconsistent. It's one of those things where like if you're just asking for time, right? That's all that you want. That's it. Nothing else.
Uh-huh.
They can't even offer that. It's at their own convenience. Never when you want it. Never when you need it.
Okay. Well, I mean, like, I feel like if you want it, it's at your convenience, too. And it's out of their convenience, you know. I'm just here to play devil's advocate, by the way. So, just want to hear what you got to say.
Not if it's denied to you. Because it's like, you could ask, hey, can I see you? Can I see you? Can I see you? And the answer's always no. Mm. But then one day they hit you up, hey, can I see you? And you jump and say yes. Why am I jumping to say yes?
I feel like you just thoroughly miss that person. But I mean, like, it's a lot of people out here that are consistently inconsistent. Like, I mean, I feel like, and this is, like, no shade thrown to anybody, mm-hmm. but I feel like mothers, mm-hmm. oh my God. Like, every time, so, like, in dating app references, every time you match with somebody, like, I've matched with somebody and they didn't even tell me they had a kid. Mm-hmm. And it was just weird. Mm-hmm. So, like, after we getting to know each other, they're just like, I'm just like asking them like almost every weekend, like, hey, are you doing anything? Nah, I can't this weekend. No reason at all. You know, yeah. I don't even, you know, I'm just like, all right, cool. You know, she can't do it, whatever.
Yeah.
But like at one point you just be like, at what point I was just like, yeah, nah, it's all right, man. You know, I'm not even going to hit you up no more. You know what I'm saying? Not that I was flustered or whatever. I was just like,
it's not worth it anymore. What's the point?
It's not worth it. Mm-hmm. And then that's when they say, oh, sorry, I'm sorry, I had a kid, you know. Mm-hmm. You had a kid? Like, you not have it anymore? What's going on? It's frustrating. So it's definitely frustrating dealing with, like, mothers. And that's no shade to mothers, but, mm-hmm. like, their schedule is just so hectic. And it's just like, and I see, sometimes I'll see, like, mothers of kids, like, going out, and I'm like...
Why are you outside? What's happening?
Oh, you outside now?
Yeah.
You outside now?
Yeah.
But you couldn't be outside the last 4 weeks?
It's awful. I dated somebody that didn't tell me they had a kid for a whole year. And then when I found out, I was like, what the fuck? Like, how did you keep that? And it sucks because the first day we met, I asked, do you have any children? No, I don't have any kids. Then you get a whole 5-year-old. What the fuck? Like, how? But then it, like, explained why he was consistently inconsistent. It's like the people that say, oh, yeah, I like you, I want to be around you, yada, yada, but then never show up. Where are you at? I don't know. It's like, what happened? Look, man's shit, okay? Like, there's no excuse, no reason.
There's never any excuse. Like, so like if you don't want to do something, right?
And just don't do it.
Just don't do it, right? But I feel like people have a problem with saying no. Like, mm-hmm. they can't say no to your face. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I was discussing this with my barber at one point. He was like, I just don't understand, man. He was like, why couldn't the dude just tell me he couldn't give me a ride? I was right at his doorstep. Mm-hmm. I even asked him, yo, you still on for 5 o'clock? He's like, yeah, man, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then he was like, right after I left, this man texted me like, nah, man, I'm going to go get some ass, man. You're going to have to find another ride. I was like, that's inconvenient. Mm-hmm. I said, did you whoop his ass? You should whoop his ass.
But that's people being passive and not wanting to be direct about things.
Okay, I can understand being passive. Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, I can. Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I uh-huh. can. Because mm-hmm. I'm very passive. Like, but I'll still tell you no.
But it's like, it takes a while to get you to say the no. Like, that's the stuff that I don't understand. Like, okay, if I know my answer is no, and you say, hey, can we have a conversation about this later? And I know that answer's not changing. Why would you want me to give you hope? Why would you want me to say, yeah, we can, of course, we can talk about it later. Knowing that answer is still going to be hell nah. Why disappoint you twice?
Some people like the idea of false hope, you know? You fuck get it no. all through your life, you know what I'm saying? Are you like, with those people that go and they say, man, I really want to date this person. Mm-hmm. However, I don't want to give up all the hopes. Yeah. And I can understand that, you yeah. know what I'm saying? Because, like, that's some dedication. Like, you've taken, like, years to build this roster, and it works. Mm-hmm. And this one person comes to your life, you're like, man, she's amazing. Yeah. But is she worth all the holes, though?
That roster keeps pulling me back. Like, that's the only thing that keeps me, like, you don't want to lose them, because what if you invest all your time in this person, and it does not work? The moment a number is saved, that relationship is done. And I firmly believe that. The moment the number is saved in your phone, it's over. Oh. It doesn't work.
So, wait, how many saved numbers do you have in your phone?
It's like, my family, like, if you go through my contacts, I think there's like 13. And that's it. If it's friends, cool. But if it's anything where you're thinking about being with somebody or that it's going to be, like, romantic, don't save their number. That is my number one tip. Do not save it. The moment you do, it's like getting somebody's name tattooed on your body. The moment you do it, you're cursed forever.
Yeah, that's a big no-no, man. I am firmly against getting anything, or not anything, but anybody's name tatted on my body. Mm-hmm. Because, like, people change, man. Yeah. And they change so drastically. Yeah. Like, it's just like, 6 months later. Oh, what's up, man? Oh, do I know you? We live together. What do you mean? Yep. Oh, what's up, Tyrone?
Yeah, living with a stranger.
And then you're like, why is he acting so different?
Why are you being weird to me?
That's what it is. That's exactly what it is, man. And people be so stressed out. Like, I love the internet mm-hmm. for all purposes, man. Mm-hmm. But that video. That video is top tier.
Yes, I agree. I concur. I agree.
And then that's when they start being inconsistent. Like, after, yeah. It's like after, like, a really good session or, yeah. like, a really good date, they're just like, I think people, yeah. because I was going to say niggas, can't say niggas. It's just like,
so I ain't shit. I admit it.
No. But I think people are right now, as I see it, are just like scared of commitment. Yes. Like, it's like you said, like, yeah. you build this roster, you know, especially if you're living in a place and somebody just moves there, you know, mm-hmm. build this roster, you know, mm-hmm. it works. You know, you maybe got like 5 people, one for every day of the week, take a break yeah. on the weekend, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. After Susan said leg
day or something. You got 9 to 5 on the weekend. So. Exactly. I think, honestly, more people should talk about open relationships. And I think that it needs to stop being looked at as something that's disrespectful. Because my thing is, like, marriage mostly is a contract. It's the thing between two people binding them together for the sake of their kids, for the most part. There's no benefits, really, other than, like, health, financial things, stability. You have a home. But it's, like, other than that, what does it bring? And a lot of people will say, oh, it's this close-knit bond, the two of you becoming one. Fuck all that. You should still be able to be individuals. And my thing is, like, there's certain people that make you feel safe, make you feel comfortable. And why would you want to give that up for sex? Why would you want to give that up for somebody who only does one thing compared to this person that does multiple? May not be able to do the one thing that this person can do, but they give you everything else. If you have a conversation with your partner about that, it's not as hurtful. It's still, I want to be connected to you. I want to wake up to you every day. But I still have an eye. I still like other people. There's still other connections. I don't think that soulmates is a thing.
You don't think soulmates is a thing?
Okay, what about people that, like, become widows and get remarried? That second person should feel like shit.
Yeah.
Because their soulmate is already gone. And now, all of a sudden, so what am I, a chopped liver? Why'd you marry me? What was the point of that?
But I think those people that get married and they're married for, like, 40 years, they really don't know what to do.
Yeah.
But they think to themselves, like, I've been married for 40 years and never have I got my ass ate.
Yeah.
So it's just like, I'm going to go get my ass ate. Robert understands. Robert's just looking at her like, yeah, man, you know, it wasn't a thing back.
Yeah.
Now, I guess everybody does.
Yeah. It's a thing to do. Yeah.
It's a thing to do. Damn, I should have did it when I was alive. Damn, Robert, shit.
Yeah, I don't know. It's that, like, fear of committing your life to somebody.
But you know what's unique? Like, so, like, my favorite platform is Twitter. And the other day, like, some lady, she made, like, a TikTok video.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, hey, y'all, you know, I went on a date. And then after went on a date, I came back home and I cooked for my man. And everybody was like, what?
It'd be like that.
She was like, I cooked for my man. You know, he ate, you know what I'm saying? We had some sex, you know. Then after that, went to the movies. And everybody was like, did she just say she went on a date and then went mm-hmm. home to her man?
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, man, you know, at least you're being honest out here.
True.
People be out here tripping.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, she being honest about it. I mean,
would you rather her lie about it?
I think some people would rather her lie about it.
Why?
I don't know.
What's
people,
the point of that?
People, like I said, man, people like the existence of false hope.
Yeah.
Like, if you come back smelling like Irish Spring, like you just showered,
mm-hmm.
and like, oh, baby, where you been at? I just hit Walmart up, you know.
Yeah.
Got a couple things from Walmart. She ain't got no bag in her hand.
Mm-hmm.
Just hit a Walmart, you know. She went window shopping. Mm-hmm. No, she didn't.
Walmart doesn't even have windows.
Exactly. Done.
Yeah. How you gonna shop? You know what?
Yeah, never mind.
It's like, I don't know. That's crazy that that happens, but that happens.
It does happen. Like,
often.
A lot of people find themselves unhappy
yes.
in a relationship that they were happy when it wasn't a relationship.
Yes. I don't know why it's the titles that cause people to, I don't know, get all trapped in their heads. All of a sudden, like, we was cool doing this shit before, but now, all of a sudden, because there's a title, whoa, where'd you go? Oh, consistently inconsistent. Here we come.
Exactly, man.
Hey.
Like, it's probably why Robert didn't eat no ass, because he ain't got no title. But I'm telling you, man, like,
yeah.
I don't know what it is,
mm-hmm.
but as soon as women
yeah.
find, like, and it's like, you know, I remember I was dating this one chick.
Mm-hmm.
She's in college or whatever. And, like, I know how people struggle in college.
Mm-hmm.
They rarely have money, and they probably be eating ramen noodles. That's a real thing. I thought they was, like, faking it. Like,
no.
Nah, y'all ain't getting no ramen noodles.
Mm-hmm.
But that was because I supplied for my sister when she was in college.
Yeah.
But I would get her, like, Panda Express. She thought that was, like, the best thing.
Mm-hmm.
And she would always, like, she would always still, like, I would go over to her place and we'd drink. She would always just keep the liquor box. And I was like,
did she do anything,
like,
with them?
They weren't finished liquor. So she would just keep them.
Wow.
I think I unintentionally gave her like 6 bottles of liquor.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Nah, after the first 2, that was intentional. There's no way. If you knew, it kept disappearing.
Because I would wake up and I would still be like drunk. I'd be
mm-hmm.
hungover. I'd still be drunk or whatever. And I'd get home and I'd be like, dang.
Yeah. Got me again.
And I always text her and I'd be like, you fucking asshole.
Mm-hmm.
Got me for another bottle of Syrah.
And she would say, see you next week.
Yeah,
you
no.
bring a whole nother
no.
one.
No. But, yeah, so have you ever had somebody, like, since you say it a lot, I'm assuming that you have had somebody be inconsistent
mm-hmm.
with you.
Mm-hmm.
Constantly. So what is that like?
It's stupid. It's the worst. And then they get mad at you when you realize that they're being consistently inconsistent and you stop making yourself available. It's like all of a sudden you rip them from something. You stole a piece of them. It's just hella inconvenient. Because there's times where you have stuff planned and it's like, they call and say, hey, I want to see you. And you're like, okay, oh, shit, I have this, oh, shit. Okay, but what about afterwards? And you set it up, and then they don't show.
Damn.
Yeah, that shit hurts the most. But then when you get them back, it's like that petty pleasure, you know? Where you're just like, feel that, taste that, experience that. Yeah, it's so disappointing. Because it's like, for those of us that don't ask for much, like, genuinely, it's the quality of the time. Not how much time you have, but the quality of it. And the fact that you can't even give that, it's like, God, what the fuck am I doing? Why? Consistently inconsistent.
Question a lot, man. Like, I remember being with somebody and I'm just like, why the fuck am I doing this?
Yeah.
I don't need this shit. Mm-hmm. And then, as soon as they suck your dick.
It gets you every time.
It gets you every time, man. It gets you every time. Or you find that one person that does, like you said, that does something that the other person doesn't. It's just like, that's why I'm with
them. Yeah.
Because you can't discuss it. Like, some people are just so closed-minded. Mm-hmm. And it's because of their, like, upbringing. Mm-hmm. So, they're like, I don't understand. Like, in my BDSM episode, I remember I released my stats or whatever. I showed them to one of my friends. Mm-hmm. And the first thing he noticed was like, nigga, you like to get choked? I was like, hey, man, I'm a little man. Like, we ain't king shaming over here, okay? This is just a test you told me to take.
Yeah.
And I was actually playing a game with him yesterday. He's pretty cool. He's actually married now. And he's like, man, I love the married life. I was like, see, man, I told you, man. You know, you're going to love the married life. But that was after him experimenting with his wife and stuff like that, like seeing what they like and what they dislike. Mm-hmm. So, like, it took them a while.
Yeah.
It took them a while to get that standard. And I think people don't do that nowadays. They just go like, oh, yeah, I like him. Why you like him? Well, because he's financially stable. All that shit's gotta end soon, you know? Yeah. What if he's broke one day and you gotta take over the bills?
Hey, man.
I'll just leave.
God. I'm okay with the stay-at-home dad. Go ahead and stay home.
You okay with the stay-at-home dad?
If you would do the shit I would do, if I was a stay-at-home mom, I'm fucking fine with it.
So if he's chefing, you know, he got the apron on.
I think that would be so cute.
So cute. Like, he like, gets up in the morning, cooks you breakfast. He's like, hello, lady. Here's your breakfast. Breakfast in bed before you even have to go to work.
Yeah. You know, I think that would be great.
Cleaning the house. Mm-hmm. Tending to, like, all the pets or whatever.
I would give them a child.
Give them a child?
Yeah. I am like, kids are cool, but that's a commitment. That is regardless of who the other half is, you're committing to trying to see that other person, regardless of if you're together or not, for the sake of that kid. And then that kid is going to remind you of them. So.
Hey, man, I haven't seen some people, like, their kids don't even look like them. And I'm like, damn, bro, you all right, man? She won't even think about you.
Man, yeah, no.
But I will say kids are a commitment, man. Mm. And even they are consistently inconsistent.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
One day Timmy can like you, the next day, get the fuck out my face, bitch. Yeah, like, yo. Whoa.
And they can't talk either, so they just like, they're either throwing things or they're just screaming. And it's just like,
yeah. I can't take, oh my God. Kids like shitting everywhere and you have to clean it up. I'm human shit. I'm not touching it. I'm not doing it. Throw the whole kid away. Put it in the washing machine. Tumble it around a bit, hang it to dry. Like, I can't. I would freak out. I would flip my shit. My mom always says, I'll make a great father. And it's because I don't have that, like, maternal, motherly, I want to do this
maybe the stay-at-home dad will take over that. He'll be like, honey, don't worry about it. I
fucking hope so.
Honey, don't worry about it. I got the poop monster today.
Yeah. I can't. I do know that I want, like, a water birth if I ever have a baby. I want to feel all parts of it and just do a home birth because I don't want my kid to be born in a place where people die. You know how scary that is? Exactly.
People, first of all, people die everywhere. I mean, you could be in your car eating a cheeseburger.
That is true. But they're more likely to die in a hospital than in your home. So.
Yeah, that's true.
I'd rather be comfortable.
That's true. That's interesting. I think one of my friends is doing a home birth. Mm-hmm. Like, soon. Soon. If not already, soon.
Yeah, your rubber band watch.
Yeah, my rubber band watched it.
Told you that.
So, what are some, like, what have you seen? Like, have you seen, like, any, like, attributes of people being consistent? Like, other than them, like, thoroughly not being there? Or, like, physically not being there? Thoroughly. Like, what are some attributes? What are some red flags that you see when you think of, like, somebody who is consistently inconsistent?
You can tell, like, in the way they talk about themselves.
Oh, conceited?
No. So, at first, like, they'll be very catering, you know, to you. And just, oh, hey, how you doing? What's up, girl? Talk to you every morning, every night. Call you on the phone all the time. And then, once they get the thing that they wanted, and they know what it's like, that's when it all goes away.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's when it's like a switch just flips. Wow. All that stuff goes, disappears. So, and then when they see you, it's like this very passionate, like, intense thing. That way, it manipulates you to want it again. And that's why you drop all your plans at the drop of a hat. And you say, fuck my friends. And you stay home for dick.
Stay home for dick?
Yeah. That doesn't come... for like 2 hours after the scheduled time in which you guys are supposed to come. And you're sitting there upset, ready to go to sleep. And you get a phone call. I'm downstairs. Nick, what the fuck? You're supposed to be here 3 hours ago.
Have you ever fallen asleep? So I remember I used to date, actually I didn't date her. Mm-hmm. We were just like, it was just like a fling. She was like a sugar mom.
Yeah.
But I remember, like, I would get off work and I'd be like, all right, I'm getting off work. I'm just gonna come to your place. And like, she'd be like, okay, I'm gonna be up. And I'd get there. And she'd sleep. Be like, sleep.
Yeah.
Have you ever said, has that ever happened to you?
Well, I was given a key so that I could just come in, but I've fallen asleep on someone. And it was like, I wanna say like a good 9 p.m. is when we set up plans. And then they were gonna do stuff with friends. And then it was like, 3 a.m. Got a phone call talking about, I'm here. Oh, leaving voicemails, I'm here. I'm knocked out. And then I just wake up to 4 missed calls, hella text messages talking about, okay, all right, okay. And then I text them, I'm so sorry, yeah, you fell asleep on me, that's crazy. Like, yo bro, I can't help it.
That man said, yeah, you fell asleep on me.
Yeah.
And I was on time. Nah, you got to sleep on the time. Weren't. My God. Mm-mm. That is funny, man. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever showed up. Because, like you said, I had a key, too. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. I think that's, like, the better option. Except sometimes, like, you pop up. Men, you guys are very... quick to jump.
I gotta defend the men right here.
No, because it's like, I would come over, you gave me a key for a reason, okay, so why are you flipping your shit when I'm brushing my teeth in the bathroom and you come into your bathroom? Why are you scared? You gave me the key. You knew somebody was gonna be here.
You get the key to come in, but you have to ask permission to still get
the... But that's the whole thing, we planned for me to show up. Oh. I told you, I'm off work at a certain time. Okay, if I'm asleep, just come in. You were asleep. I came in. Did exactly what you said. And you want to fucking fist fight the air. Talking about I scared the shit out of you. No, nigga, you scared the shit out of you. You gave me the key.
I will say that if I wake up, if I know somebody's supposed to be there, but like if I wake up and it's completely silent and all I'm hearing is like some like mini motor going off, I'm like... Yeah. I watch too many scary movies, but yeah. If I hear like, I'm like, nigga, that's a chainsaw? I'm not bad at it. Somebody up in here trying to be Texas Chainsaw Massacre, man. Look, you gonna do that one time too many now. Somebody gonna hit the corner with a bat, you gonna be like, what are you doing? Toothbrush all in your mouth, toothpaste everywhere.
That'd be awful.
It's gonna be awful.
It'd be so sad. I would cry. Lose some teeth, probably.
Nah. You would notice before you swung. Yeah, hopefully he will. You know what I'm saying? But, like, that's the same with you. Like, if you ever gave somebody the key, right, and they just was in your kitchen.
Yeah.
Eating snacks and shit. Rappers going. You'd be like, is that a rap band?
That's why I don't give people keys. My mom used to laugh at me, but I've always wanted to have, like, two separate houses and then just our backyards be connected, like one big-ass backyard. Mm. So my significant other can have their space, I can have my space, and then we have, like, a guest house where we hang out together.
Nice. Man. Yeah, man. I think that's a great idea because, like...
Then if we divorce, we just put up a fence.
Right. That's
and the kids can just put a door there.
Yeah, you come back, you know, back and forth. Mm-hmm. You know, you ain't got to worry about custody, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You might get mad. You're like, I want to go see mom. Well, the door's right there.
Exactly. Walk through it. Or, like, even just having our own separate rooms, like, in the home. That way you just have your own space to exist. Because people think that once you're a unit, you have to be together all the time. And that's not healthy. That's
crazy.
Like, you're supposed to be two separate people that come together to create a family. Not two separate people that come together to be one. That's not how it works. Like, your brain still needs your heart. Your heart still needs your brain. So you can't just be one thing altogether. It doesn't work like that. And people mm-hmm. don't understand that. They think that because you don't want to be with somebody else 24/7, that's like disrespectful or they don't love you anymore. It's like, no, people just need their space.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Especially on the people who need their space thing, because man, oh man, mm-hmm. like living, especially like living with somebody. So like I have like minimal things. Like, you know how men live. You always see those photos.
Yeah.
Like,
men cardboard be like, box, like, TV.
No, you're not going to cover us. We don't have no fucking cardboard box. We at least have a TV stand.
Oh, my God,
and
a crate.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, well, okay, whatever. We at least have a TV, TV stand, and then, like, even if it's, like, a love seat, you just need to be comfortable. Now, I will say that, like, when I first moved into, like, my new place, mm-hmm. it took me, like, forever just because people were like messing up my money mm-hmm. so it took me forever to get like a couch but mm-hmm. when I got a couch, that's all I needed.
Oh my god,
couch, TV stand, TV. I had a bed. People would be like,
did you have one pillow too?
No.
Oh, you had two? One?
I had, see, like three.
You are an upper echelon nigga, like you have to, you have to understand the people that like us women have to come in contact with. Don't have a real comforter. They have a scraggly ass blanket. One pillow and it's flat as fuck. And it's like oddly shaped. All they have is a bed frame. Okay? Mm. Or they have an air mattress. Clothes everywhere. Most of them have paper plates, no real dishes. Okay? Like, these are things that men do. Like, what do they say? Is it, give a woman a house, she'll make it a home? Because the shit we see when we walk into your trap house, your bando, like, I don't understand it.
Maybe it's just the men that you've run into. You know?
Hey, man, ask some other women. They'll tell you. They've seen some crazy shit.
We'll definitely ask some other women.
Take a poll.
Yeah, we're definitely going to take a poll. You know what I'm saying? I haven't seen, actually, I'll just ask my roommate, but I haven't heard of, like, matter of fact, I don't even think people go in people's houses and thoroughly inspect it. Like that mm-hmm. like that one chick, man, her house, oh my gosh, it, like, the kitchen, immaculate. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, she ain't got no dishes. Man, I got into the rest of the house, I was like...
That's because all she does is order in, she doesn't cook.
Listen, it don't matter. It don't matter. Like, the stuff that I've seen women, stuff that, yeah. Like, how women live, oh my yeah. God, I'd be like, sheesh.
That's true.
I can't believe women this dirty.
That's true. Yeah, I've seen
I'd
it.
Be scared to go in some people's house. Especially if they have cats. I'm not a cat person.
I'm allergic to cats.
Yeah.
That shit will kill me. Like, I get to wheezing, get all gross and bad. Not good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Well, so we did red flags, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Now you let the people know that guys ain't living right. They ain't got actual dishes, you know what I'm saying? I guess we all got paper plates.
Uh-huh.
You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Did he at least have napkins?
No.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
What was he wiping his hands with?
Towels. Like, bad towels. Like, or a t-shirt at one point. There was two bathrooms. I tried to use one of them. He said, nah, you don't want to open that door.
Oh, no.
What? Heck. Did you just... Are you kidding? For real? Yeah. It was terrible.
Oh my god.
Terrible. All got right. All that space, no furniture.
I will say I have all the things because, like, mm-hmm. Growing up is very, like, it sets your standards.
Yes, know? It does.
So, like, my mom always bought these Viva towels, but mm-hmm. she'd buy them once in a blue moon.
Yeah.
So, like, I was just like, I like these towels. I have the money. They're $20.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to get the towels.
Yeah.
But the dishes, too? Like, yeah. Nah. Like, yeah. I would hate when my sister would use, like, the bowls mm-hmm. and eat ravioli and just wouldn't wash them immediately. So, it had that stain on it.
Yeah, I can't do it. I can't do it. There's just a certain way that I need stuff to be.
So, I don't have, like the dishes that I have, they're not plastic.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's, like, stuff that I can, or it's, like, the little prep mm-hmm. Plastic containers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But even most of my containers are, like, glassware.
Mm. Okay.
Just because I hate those stains. Just ruined my life, man.
Yeah. The spaghetti bowl. That thing haunts and taunts me. Man. I'm picturing it right now. Just sitting awkwardly in the dishwasher. Everything else clean, except that one container.
So, have you ever had a relationship with somebody that was inconsistent?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you actually commit it to somebody?
It was so stupid. It was like the dumbest. I don't know what I was thinking. I really don't. But for some reason, I just thought every moment I got to have was just great. And that probably comes from daddy issues, you know. Girls that grow up being daddy's girls but don't have their dad, so then it's like, anytime they saw him, oh, my dad, oh my gosh, you know. And that translates into relationships, but it's like, once you get out of that mindset, you look back at yourself like, bitch, what did you do to us? Like, why did we suffer for so long? You just think about how stupid it is, because you can't even have a real relationship that way.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's true. I guess that is true. I mean, like, because if somebody's going to be... Like, did you guys live together?
No.
Oh, okay.
Hell no.
Okay. Yeah. I think living with somebody definitely opens your eyes to, like, just how nasty somebody can be.
Yes. Yes.
Like, don't get me wrong, mm-hmm. women, but all this extra hair that y'all be buying...
Everywhere.
Like, all on the floor. It clogs the drains. Like, yeah. I can't even shower without showering within, like, 5 feet of water.
Yeah.
It's just like, if you're going to cause the problem,
buy it.
Buy some fucking Drano.
Yes. I have snakes on deck. I'm not. The fuck? Come on now. Don't be rude. Don't be disrespectful. That's just disrespectful. Rude. Like, if you know that you are somebody that likes to indulge in wigs or weaves or different protective styles, you have to at least keep those things in your household.
It's not only that. Like, y'all be coming out, like, makeup? Like, yo, what?
Yeah.
I said, yo, what you need all this stuff for, man? Like, they got eyelashes, makeup, eyeliner. I'm like, can you just put this shit up after you've done?
Oh, my God.
Sheesh, man.
Okay, but you guys have your games. You guys have your clothes. You guys have your shoes. You guys have your cars. That's nothing.
That's in our room. Like, y'all should be everywhere.
Oh my god.
Should be everywhere.
Sure.
I can walk in the living room right now and I'm like, What is your makeup bag doing in the living room?
See, I'm not that way. I keep everything in a place. I can't do it. I can't have just random shit in random areas. Like, that makes no sense. Why is the makeup in the living room? Why is that there? Like, who put it there? What's the point of that there? Did you leave it and forget it? Do you have a backup? Is there a safety somewhere else?
Oh, my God.
Are you doing renovations in the bathroom? Like, move it.
But you guys have clothes, too. And it's just like, the amount of clothes that a woman has.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, y'all make it look good, too. Like, walk into the closet, you're like, oh, she got, like, 9 heels, you know, all in racks and stuff like that.
She only wears 3 of those outfits.
3.
Doesn't even change it out. Summer clothes for
25
that.
Heels. Only wear it once.
Yeah.
I'm like, man.
I have a pair of shoes I have not worn yet. And they've just been sitting in the closet.
That's what I'm saying. See, guys, they're going to wear all their shoes.
Mm.
And then they're going to probably, if they do it right, they're probably going to clean them afterwards.
Mm. Yeah, some. Worry about the creases and shit. But, like, why would you wear your nice shoes to a party?
See, I don't understand it. See, those are not guys. Those are niggas.
Those are niggas. Okay.
People that go to the club with their nice shoes on? Yeah. No. No. Yeah. And but you know what? Those are the guys. Those are the guys that the women be like, ooh, he bad. Look at him. No, he got the gold chain on.
Yeah.
His glasses look nice. He ain't even got them. He don't even need glasses.
Man, glasses nice. Why do niggas wear glasses with just plastic lenses? Why? Why?
I don't know.
Why?
It used to be a fad.
There's those of us out here that are really blind. Like, you think I want to wear these for fun? I cannot see, sir.
Fashion statement.
That is so frustrating. Like, what is the point of the tiny ass frames?
I don't understand.
What's the purpose? What was the reason? Like, why? There's no point. No point to it at all.
I just want
to
make a fashion statement, man, you know?
Fuck the statement. Do something that makes sense. That does not make sense.
It made sense to them, man.
Spent money on fake glasses. There's no benefit. At all. It's like when people used to wear the frames without the lenses, like in middle school and high school. Just all look like fucking nerds. And the thick ass, like, 3D glasses you get from the movie theater. It's like, why are you fucking wearing them in school? What are you doing? Playing. Hell no.
I'm trying to see.
No. No. I refuse.
You refuse to wear?
I refuse.
Wow. I mean, I understand, though. You had your own glasses to wear. So, you know.
The bitch is blind.
I see. Mm-hmm. See? How thick are those?
They're not hella thick.
Oh, okay. just trying to make sure, man. Just trying to make sure, you know. Yeah, you said you're hella blind, so I mean, hey. Mm. Alright, cool. Well, did you have anything you wanted to ask, add, or, you know, imply?
Do you feel like you're inconsistently consistent, or that you're consistently inconsistent?
You know, I feel like everybody's a little both. A little bit of both, depending on how much you like the person, you know. That's definitely something that you have to take into consideration, because I'll say, like, I'm the type of person that, like, you have, like, one time to say something out of the way, and I'm like, that's just fucking irritating. Mm-hmm. And, like, every time I see you, it's going to be in the back of my head, like, she really said that bananas are wet.
You have this weird obsession with bananas.
What?
You have a weird obsession with bananas.
No, I'm just saying, like, you know, like, it ain't even gotta be bananas. Like, you can be like, she really don't drink water? Damn.
Who doesn't drink water? Her organs. I would hate to see the inside of her body.
Something like that. Like, or it can be something like, damn. She really don't never want to drive. That's irritating, too.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, share love, lady.
Yeah. It was a turnoff dating people that couldn't drive.
Oh, yeah. 100%. If you ain't got no car, it's automatic. Like, nah.
Yeah. That was so bad. I just can't drive at night. Unless you want to hit a median or, like, some shit to go down, I would not have me drive at nighttime.
Damn.
I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that to us. That's scary.
Yeah, man. I mean, like, it's so many things that make somebody unattractive that will make you consistently inconsistent.
Okay, what are those things?
Like I said, like, you know, like, it's just different attributes. Like, I've had a female tell me, oh, no, I don't give a head. I'm saving it for my husband. Okay. Well, don't save my number.
I mean, I respect the saving it for my husband, because there's certain things that I have that same mentality about.
Like what?
Anal.
Okay, see, that's understandable. That's understandable. Because you at least have other things, you know? Like, you just can't. You just can't say, I don't want to give foreplay. You know how many bitches are sucking dick out?
That's true.
And that's what you got to take into consideration. Like, oh, okay, you want to save it for your husband? That's fine, you know what I'm saying? You know? And then you're like, they hit you up a week later, like, hey, how you doing? What you doing? Oh, yeah, I'm doing good, you know? I hope you have a blessed day. They don't want to talk to you.
Oh, my God.
Okay. They don't want to talk to you.
So, other than that, what else?
Oddly enough, I've had one female come to my house And, you know, we did what we do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And she took a cold shower. I said, ain't no fucking way. I actually had to look it up. I was, like, researching this for, like, a week. I was like, there's no way people are out here taking cold showers.
Yeah, they are.
But it's, like, a lot of health benefits to it. And I'm just like, for men anyways. And I was just like,
what are the health benefits of a cold shower?
Damn, it's been so long. But, like, essentially, it helps, like, your sperm count in some way.
Huh.
Yeah. It's weird. I don't know.
Does, like, shock your balls? And all of a sudden, they just multiply?
Nah, I think it just reduces, like, the temperature. Because, like, your, I guess your genitals
say that's something that's true. Temperature is a big deal. Especially when, like, couples are trying to get pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta ice them shits.
That's crazy.
It is.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah. That, what else has been, like, a huge turn off? Oh, the women that think that you're supposed to pay for them all the time?
Oh.
Oh, no. Nah.
Yeah.
Because we'll split the check every day.
Go Dutch.
I'm not even going to ask you if you want to do something afterwards. We just split the check, and then I'll see where it goes after that.
Yeah.
Because, like, after you split the check, you're like, he ain't the guy for me. Oh, okay, that's all right. You know what I'm saying? I wish more niggas would split the check.
Okay, what's more valuable to you, your time or your money?
My time.
So then why are you so worried about your money?
Because I don't like putting money into something that isn't.
But that means it's more valuable because you're putting your time into it.
We ain't talking about stocks right now. Like,
I understand that, but it's like, if you're saying that your time is the most valuable thing to you, but you're willing to spend that with random people, you're willing to spend it on people that you don't really have a genuine interest in, but you're not willing to spend your money on those people, your money's more valuable.
This is what I'm saying. So this is what I'm saying. Like, if you go on 3 dates, right?
Yeah.
And you pay every time just for her to be like, yeah, you know, it's really ain't working. So I've wasted money and time now.
I mean, I guess it just goes back to that whole men being providers, women being homemakers ideal. It's not necessarily that, like, they probably expect you to pay every time. It might be, like, the way it's brought up or how it's presented that you want to split something. Women will spoil you. If you haven't been spoiled, it's because you're not doing something right. Women will do it. We think about gifts before there's even, like, a title on anything.
Yeah, it's true. I have, like, my best friend is, like she's, like, shout out to the bestie. but she definitely is, like, one of, like, my big supporters. Like, we talk on the phone, like, every day. We've been slacking. Mm-hmm. But it's just because, like, she takes so many, like, trips. Like, every time I call her, she's like, what up, bestie? I'm currently eating right now. And I'm like, what you having, like, bottomless mimosas? She's like, yeah, I'm out with the crew.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay, you know, have a good time, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. She's like, yeah, thank you, bestie. And, like, in the background, one of her female friends is always like, that's your boo! And I'm like,
yeah.
Grew up in the same city. But yeah, though, like, yeah. What is one for you? Like, have you ever had somebody have, like, attributes that turned you off?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Like, what? Like, what are niggas doing?
Niggas do a lot of nigga shit. Like, there's so much. People that constantly talk about sex, that's a big turnoff. Like, if we can't have a conversation about anything outside of sex, that's a problem. When they chew really loudly and smack. I hate that shit. Like a horse. Like, there's no reason.
What about the people that scrape their teeth on the fork?
Yeah, that too. Or when they gulp extra loud. Why the fuck are you gulping like that? What?
They're trying to get you to understand.
Yeah. Or, like, dudes that always try to make themselves sound, like, tough and hard for no reason.
Those are the biggest softies, though.
I know. That's my point. Stop trying to show me something that we both know you aren't. Like, stop it. You're the one that wants to be cuddled, okay? After sex, I push you away. Be like, no. Be like, hey, you're not going to cuddle? Come on. Come here. Stop. Come here. Like, that's how it feels. Like, they're like a kid. Like a child. They just want to be cuddled and coddled and all this love. But I'm a buff, tough ass nigga. Like, no, you're not. We know you're not. Or when, like, they always complain about stuff, it's just hard for them. They just don't want solutions, you know? Mm. Like, oh, my life is rough and tough, and they're okay with it being that way. So anytime you try to offer some type of, like, peace or comfort, they'd rather be in the chaos because they're scared. It's like, the fuck are you? You're scared of relaxing? Like, you're scared of sleeping peacefully for a night? Come here. Lay down. Chill. Nah, I don't trust niggas and did it. I'm not a nigga to you. Like, relax. Yeah, that shit, I just can't. Like, if it's too hard to talk to you about real shit, I can't do it. Because I don't like small talk. I will stop texting in a heartbeat when it comes to small talk. I can't do it. That's why I don't like FaceTime. I can't do it. I'm not going to sit and watch you play a fucking game. I'm not going to sit and watch you talk to people that are not me. Why did you do that? You're wasting my battery for what?
Yeah. I remember I was on the phone with one of my friends here. Like, I think she had called. She had called me. I was playing the game, and her boyfriend's driving. He's like, man, get off the phone with him. She's like, why? And he's like, he playing the game.
Yeah.
He trying to play the game, and you on the phone. She's like, he's always playing the game. He's yeah. always.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's what, like, people ask me what I'm doing. Yeah. Like, they hit me up, be like, what are everybody doing? I'm like, I'm over here gaming, cuz. It's a lifestyle. Just like you watch NFL. Mm-hmm. It's like y'all be watching basketball, talking about, oh man, bring the wings, you know what I'm saying? First of all, mm-hmm. I ain't gonna sit here for the game total, 40 minutes. Yeah. Why are we looking at this thing for 2 hours? Don't understand. I don't understand. They drag it out.
I'm excited for football season.
Are you?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Are you probably very got excited. One of them inconsistent teams?
Shut the fuck up. Damn.
Who is your team?
I'm a Niner fan. We were trash for the longest.
Yeah, like I said, one of the inconsistent teams.
Shut the fuck up. Whatever. I stand beside them.
I mean, hey, that's cool. I respect anybody that's a Browns fan and anybody that's a Cowboys fan. Because, I mean, what did you say? Because, I mean, they've been riding for a while.
Yeah.
Hey, like, yeah, we're gonna ride this thing till the wheels fall off. They ain't got no wheels, cuz.
Yeah, it's just dragging at this point. There's nothing there. Nothing there.
Nothing there at all, man. But yeah, so I don't have anything else to add to the podcast except for the intro. And I gotta figure out where to add that at. So that's gonna be it. Thank y'all for tuning in to the podcast. With the guest speaker.
Congrats.
As she says, congrats.
You're welcome.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.